Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dan Sullivan. Dan is a highly experienced investment advisor who uses his expertise to help American retirees create substantial and easy income throughout their retirement. He has a new bestseller, Are You Playing the Retirement Roulette? A Survival Guide to Retiring in Today's Turbulent World, and he's going to give us some tips from this wonderful new book. So, Dan, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Vicki, thank you for having me. That's quite an introduction.
Well, you're quite a guy and quite an author. So I wanted to ask you first if you could tell us a little bit about your background and your expertise, because you've helped so many people with retirement and with financial access to a happy life.
Well, Vicki, I'm kind of hesitant to answer that question because I've been doing this a long time, and the people might think that I'm an older guy. Actually, this is the only job that I've done in my professional career since the early to mid-1980s. So I've been through quite a few market cycles and innovations and have seen some seismic changes in the investment area and particularly for individual investors in the past three-plus decades.
That's incredible. So where do you find people fall short of information or make mistakes from your experience in their investments and in their preparation for retirement?
Thank you. That's a tremendous question. And the answer is I think there's almost too much information out there. Once upon a time, back in the Middle Ages, when I first got into this business, in order for you to get information on a stock or mutual fund, for instance, you either had to subscribe to Barron's and read the Wall Street Journal every day or go to what is called a Wall Street wirehouse or one of the big firms to get information or research. Now, today, everything is at your fingertips, which is the good news. There's a huge reservoir of information out there. The bad news is there is very little wisdom with that amount of information that is available. So spin in circles. They go from one opinion to another, one product to another, without really getting to the crux of the matter and how they should plan their retirement.
It's really unfortunate. It's almost like with the wonders of technology, there's almost too much information about everything.
Well, that's true, there is. And yeah. In addition to that, there's a lot of misinformation out there also. And what people need to realize is that there's still some dominant firms within the industry that manage trillions of dollars that are going to influence the information that people can get off the internet, for example.
Yeah, I actually bought a doctor who is our concierge doctor who comes to our house and has become a good friend. And I bought him a cup for Christmas, and it says, do not confuse your Google searches with my medical degree.
Correct.
I think the same would apply here. Do not confuse your Google searches with the expertise of a really good financial advisor.
That's 100% correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how the book came about, because this is wonderful. You now have all of this great information that you've been gathering for a lifetime and helping so many people with their finances. Now you have that where it's going out to the globe, to all the people in the world have access to it in your bestsellers. So tell me a little bit about how that occurred.
Well, I'm going to reiterate what you said, in that I've been doing this for a long time and I've helped hundreds of people get to their goals in retirement, And I wanted to share that information on an unbiased basis. And whether people choose to use that information directly with myself or use that information to get a second opinion of what they're doing or use that information to question their financial advisor or the mutual fund company that they're working with, it's all good to me. So the answer to the question is that what I wanted to do is just share my experiences of someone who has gone through numerous market cycles in the financial services industry and in the markets and show some of the conclusions that I came to and at least giving themselves the opportunity to give themselves a second opinion on what they're doing for retirement.
So I know your book is just filled with tips and fabulous wisdom, but if you were to pick out a couple of things that you think are really, really important for people to take away from the book, what would they be? What are some of the real important nuggets regarding financial wisdom?
Well, the first thing that I would mention is that the biggest thing that you need to know in retirement is that income is king, meaning that if you have enough guaranteed income in your retirement that you don't need to worry about managing or paying your bills on an ongoing basis, that is the start where you want to look at. Many people confuse retirement with accumulating enough assets to retire. But the answer to the question is that you need to have sufficient income, because accumulating assets in retirement usually means getting a whole bunch of money in mutual funds that have gone up recently. But what people don't take into account is the fact that life happens, market happens, and that asset base can go down in value. And I've seen people have come into me numerous occasions that their retirement plans were absolutely devastated, either by a stock market crash or by a family event or some unforeseen circumstance that they did not know was coming.
So with that in mind, what would you say are maybe one or two ways that people can protect themselves so that their money continues to earn and grow? Are there some tips with that that are kind of universal?
Yes. Well, first thing you have to know is that you need a plan. And in that plan, you need to know what type of income you can count on in retirement, whether that be Social Security or if you're lucky enough to have a pension. Then what you need to do is look at your asset base and see what type of assets you can comfortably move over that could provide you with an additional source of income to make sure that you have enough money in retirement. For example, to get the plan, you need to write down what your current expenses and future expenses are going to be in retirement on one side of the column. On the other side of the column, what you need to do is line up those streams of income that you can count on in retirement. So, for instance, if you need $5,000 a month to retire and you have a pension and Social Security that provide you $3,500 a month to retire, you have what is called a $1,500 a month gap. So what you need to then do is look at your assets to see how you can convert a portion of that assets to make sure that that gap is satisfied. Then you have to play the what-if game and figure out what's going to happen with inflation going up. What's going to happen if I have a medical expense? What's going to happen if I have a long-term care problem? And the answer being that that was a potential future gap that you have to plan for. So the first thing you need to do is take a realistic look at your situation to see if you have the necessary income streams and assets that is going to make a viable retirement. The second thing you need to do is reposition your assets to make sure that you can fill not only present gaps, but future income gaps when you retire. It all comes down to a plan. Planning just to accumulate assets and hope that they don't run out is not a plan. That's the biggest myth that there is in the financial services industry today. It's actually promoted by the trillion-dollar-plus mutual fund giants that are dominating the landscape in the industry.
That's so interesting. And So I imagine you have on occasion talked with young people, and I know when you're in your 20s and 30s, 60, 65 seems a really, really long way away. But when you get up into your 50s, maybe you've started too late to really have a solid plan in place. So how do you encourage young people to look forward? Do you find there's a resistance there?
Excellent question. So I'll use my kids as an example. What we have set up for them and what we encourage them to contribute to is the first thing is that you need to be in the market, anyone under 40 years old. And you need to do a dividend reinvestment plan, whether it be a mutual fund or a stock, to take advantage of the ups and downs of the market. And I go into it in the book. It's called dollar cost averaging, which could be the greatest friend in the world anyone could have if you're under 40 years old. Because when the markets go down, you're able to purchase more of a specific fund or stock that you're investing in. When the markets go up, you purchase less. That's dollar cost averaging. And for an accumulation vehicle, it is an absolute home run for the investor. The second thing that I strongly recommend for anyone under 40 years old and for people older is establish either a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, which allows you to invest, have the money accumulate on a tax-deferred basis, and then after 59 and a half years old, you're allowed to take it out on a tax-free basis. So do tax planning young so you don't have to do it later. Those are the main two things that I recommend that young people do.
If anyone is starting kind of late in the game, like they're in their 50s or maybe even a little older, is there any hope for them if they get started really late?
If you're in your 50s and you've put nothing away, well, I think you have to come to the conclusion that you're probably going to be working till 66 or 67, whatever your full retirement age, according to Social Security. And that should give you a decent amount of income, but probably not enough to live comfortably. But if you're in your 50s, you should have access to a 401k. If not, what you need to do is take advantage of the catch-up provision and invest as much as you can in a regular IRA. In addition to that, you can do a systematic investment plan that will allow you to invest outside of a retirement plan, but to look in the mirror and decide why you haven't put any money away for retirement. Are you living beyond your means? Is your house eating up all your disposable income? Maybe you don't go on that second vacation for a year. You have to be pragmatic, practical, and be honest with yourself. If not, you're not going to have a comfortable retirement. There's no magic bullet.
That is really important information. And, oh, my gosh, you're such an expert that all of this information is so great. So when you look at your book, again, which is an international bestseller, how do you relate to what you would like people to take away? If you just had a couple things that you would like when they read the book to take away and really embrace, what would those be?
Well, the first thing is, I mentioned it earlier, to reiterate, you need to have a plan. If you think you have a plan and you need to have a detailed plan, and you have to go through the steps that I outline in the book to get that plan, number one. Number two, don't confuse accumulating assets with guaranteed income streams. Number three, take an honest assessment of your investments. Most people have money in mutual funds. If you have retirement target funds, be aware what actually is in them, because what people are not taking into effect is that the bond market has been a great source of not only a cushion for the volatility of the stock market, but in addition to that, a great source of profits as interest rates dropped over the last 25 years. Well, we're almost at zero interest rates, and interest rates are starting to move back up again. So the comfort that people have owning bonds should be eliminated at this point. You must be aware that bonds can go down in value. See, Vicki, what people erroneously believe is that a balanced portfolio, you can just put half your money in stock and half money in bonds. When stocks go down, bonds perform better, and that's been true. Balanced accounts have worked, but they cannot work going forward, at least not to the extent that it has in the past, in that when interest rates go up, bond prices go down. So if you look at your mutual funds that you own in retirement, if you have a preponderance of retirement target funds, which manage the funds with stocks and bonds, increasing the bond positions the closer you get to your retirement age, you could be in a lot more risk than you anticipated. Likewise, if you look at your mutual funds that you have outside of your retirement plans, and many of those funds are involved with equity funds, which is stock funds, take a look at what these funds own, because many of these funds actually have the same stocks that they own. So you think you're diversified by having four or five different mutual funds, but three out of four or four out of five of those mutual funds own primarily the same stocks. For instance, if you're with one of the big fund companies, what you'll find is many of the large funds, they all own Microsoft, they all own Apple, they all own Google. Now, I love those companies, and I own them myself, but I'm not under illusion that I have a massive diversification in my portfolio due to owning different funds. So you need to be careful and take a real assessment of what you own, because this is the key point. Controlling risk when you get into your 50s is the most important thing that you can do, protecting that nest egg that you have, because you're not going to have the time to make it up for losses if we go into a situation similar to 2010 or 2002. As many people who looked to retire during those time frame periods that when the markets fell off precipitously, they were unable to retire because they didn't plan and their whole portfolio went down. So you need to assess risk, number one, and number two, protect that nest egg that you have accumulated throughout the years.
So what advice would you have for people that maybe need to make some changes? Some of the advice you're giving is really solid, but they're afraid to move right now because we've had so much going on that is unknown, and maybe there's a lot of fear in people to make decisions other than getting a really good financial advisor like yourself.
Two things. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you're going to need to put the time and effort to really dig down deep into your investments and get my book and follow the step-by-step instructions on how to plan for retirement. Number two, if you're not willing to put the time and effort into it, to do is you need to find an independent fiduciary advisor, an advisor who does not work for one of the big companies that represents you. A fiduciary is defined by an advisor who works for the client rather than an advisor who works for a particular company.
That is so important. And I was just wondering, how do you help people define what happiness is in their retirement? Because I know you probably participate in that because you're helping them achieve that. I think a lot of people don't even have a definition of what that looks like. How do you help them define that?
Well, that's a great question. So I'll talk in particular because I can't speak for anyone else. This is what I do. The first meeting, we sit down. We do not talk strategies, product, anything. We just have a 1 to 3 hour conversation. Yes, that's right. A 1 to 3 hour conversation on retirement goals and aspirations to figure out what you need in retirement. And then the second meeting, then we assess the portfolio and start to look at how we can achieve those goals or if they're achievable.
That is so wonderful. I mean, that's such a great start. And I would think that many people skip that point. You know, they're thinking totally in finances and not necessarily what their dream situation looks like, what their life situation looks like ideally. So that is so wonderful.
Let me give you this analogy, Vicki. So many people go through their financial world, they accumulate, and just hope it all works out in the end. That's not a plan. No, it might work out. I'm not saying it won't work out. No one knows what the futures will bring. But oftentimes, to use an old cliche, the rug is pulled out from under you. And life happens, so you need to plan for those occurrences that life is going to bring you away, whether that be a stock market collapse or a bond market collapse or an illness or someone losing a job or a long-term care situation. You need to plan for the contingencies, all that. So if you don't have a plan, you're putting yourself, by definition, at risk.
That is so beautiful. What really sound and important advice that is. It's really empowering for people to know that they can do something about this. They're not victimized by fate if they have a good plan and a good financial advisor. So I know that people can find your book, Are You Playing Retirement Roulette, on Amazon. But I was wondering if there is a link where people can maybe connect with you and get more information.
Sure. It's at SullivanRetirement.com. There is a link where you can contact me, or if you want to set up an appointment to have a consultation, no obligation, no cost, of course. Oh, one other thing, Vicki,
yeah.
You can request a free copy of the book, too. It would be on a PDF form, but actually, Vicki, I think that if they want to go to Amazon to buy it, I wouldn't be all upset about that either.
That is so generous, Dan. And I mean, you're really concerned about people's welfare and the ability for them to develop a plan and have a successful retirement. You've been doing it for a long, long time and doing it well for so many people. So I want to thank you so much for your commitment to that. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
For everyone out there that would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our broadcasts and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.